Tastes for Teens. Listen to the recording. Then choose the best answer, A, B, C or D, to complete the sentence. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome to Teen Radio. I'm Sarah Boone. Today I'm interviewing Johnny Jones, who began a website for hip-hop and techno music here in New York City. Last month, the site, teenmusic.com, was sold to a major broadcaster. Hi, Johnny. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for inviting me to come and talk to you.
I guess most of our listeners are very interested in your website and why you sold it.
Well, you know, it seemed like a really fantastic idea at the beginning. A website based on the music that teens listen to had to be a big success. After all, teens are computer literate and make up a large part of the retail market today. In the United States, teens spend about $100 billion a year, and close to 30% do online research before buying products. That's why we were so sure our idea would work.
What exactly did your website offer?
We know that celebrities are big business, so we thought we would offer stories about the singers themselves and their lifestyles, the production of the albums, photos of their homes, and so on. We also gave information about the release of new CDs and offered them at special prices or as downloads.
Yes, I was even one of your first customers, I think.
Then we also promoted and sold clothing lines and accessories which were connected to the performers. Some of them had even created their own brands, and we were sure these would be bestsellers.
Yes, I would have thought that a website was a perfect place for product launches and marketing. So what happened?
Well, at the beginning, everything was going according to plan. We had loads of visitors to the website, its image was good, we were sure that we were targeting the right group. But then sales began to decrease, although we weren't losing visitors. Our retail store saw that it was losing sales. Another disadvantage was that the big chains also had a lot more money to spend on advertising than we did.
So what did you do?
We didn't want to file for bankruptcy, although we were losing money. First, we had to reduce our staff, which was very difficult for us. We'd felt like a family, and that made it hard to decide who had to go.
But I guess you didn't have any other choice.
That was certainly how it seemed then. Finally, an offer came from a major broadcasting company. They offered to buy the site.
How did you feel about that?
Well, the only other alternative was to go belly up, so we sold it to them.
And the website today? What does it look like?
I guess you could consider it a link farm.
What's that?
It's still there, but we aren't. When you get to our site, you'll find lots of links which take you to other websites. At least our name is still there, and some of our ideas are continuing with the broadcaster who bought us, so the entire idea didn't really fail.
Well, thanks so much for letting us know what happened. What are your future plans?
I've got some great ideas for a new website launch, but it's in a new field. I'll let you know as soon as we've cleared up the details and decided how to market it. Thanks for having me here today. It was great getting to talk to you and your audience.